Buildings and towns disappear or get buried over the centuries, but large mountains remain. And so the Mount of Olives, the 2-mile mountain ridge facing the old city of Jerusalem, is a special witness to Jesus Christ, who stood on it 2,000 years ago. The olive trees that gave the mountain its name still grow on its eastern slopes. The ancient tombs, some going back to the time of Jesus, point to this place as holy ground. One day, God's feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, the prophet Zechariah said, calling the dead to be raised. The tombs spread along the mountain and into the Kidron Valley below are mostly Jewish, though there are Jewish Christian tombs near the Church of the Dominus Flavit, and Mary's tomb also lies near the Garden of Gethsemane. The tombs face the ruins of the temple and the holy city, and they speak of the end time and the promise of resurrection. Jesus, as a boy, reached this mountain coming up the road from Jericho to Jerusalem to celebrate the Jewish feasts. And during the feasts, he most likely stayed on the slopes of the mountain or at Bethany on its eastern slope. He must have stopped on the top of the mountain, as many do today, to gaze at the ancient city across the way. Later, he wept over the city here. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how many times I yearned to gather your children together as a hen gathers her young under her wings. But you were unwilling. Behold, your house will be abandoned, desolate. Now, Roman legions under Titus fulfilled that prophecy of Jesus in 70 AD when they destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. Some of the stones thrown down from the temple then can still be seen at the base of the old walls today. Toward the end of his life, Jesus rode into the city on a donkey from Bethphage, which is a town on the road from Jericho, surrounded by followers and admirers who sang and danced and cast palm branches before him. The path he took over the Mount of Olives can still be walked today. As he saw his death coming on the night before he died, Jesus prayed here in a garden called Gethsemane at the foot of the mountain. He came with his disciples and he fell into an agony. A Judas, a disciple, knew the place and led soldiers here, and they arrested him and led him away to be tried and humiliated and crucified. When Jesus died, Matthew's gospel says, the earth quaked, rocks were split, tombs were opened, and the bodies of many saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming forth from their tombs after his resurrection, they entered the holy city and appeared to many. Now the tombs around the Mount of Olives, all the dead, Matthew wishes to say, received the promise of Jesus' resurrection. He descended into hell, our creed says. And like the tomb of Jesus, every grave opens to the promise of risen life. According to St. Luke, Jesus taught his disciples for 40 days and then ascended into heaven from the Mount of Olives. So it's no wonder then that Christians early on were attracted to this holy place with all of its associations to Jesus. By the 5th century, the Emperor Constantine built a large church on the top of this mountain over the spot where tradition said Jesus taught and prayed with his disciples and then ascended into heaven. The church is called Eleona, after the mother of the emperor, Helena. She was an early pilgrim devoted to the Holy Land. Luke's unique view of the Ascension, which inspired the building of this church, also inspired our celebrations of the Feast of the Ascension and Pentecost and the Easter season. In the Byzantine era, great numbers of Christians flocked to the three major shrines built by Constantine: the church over the tomb of Jesus in Jerusalem, the church over the cave in Bethlehem, and the church on the Mount of Olives, where he ascended into heaven. Soon other churches were built to mark events in Jesus' life. On the Mount of Olives, a church marked the place where Jesus wept over Jerusalem, the Dominus Flavit, and another where he prayed in agony. Over the centuries, those churches have been destroyed and then rebuilt. Over time, the Mount of Olives has been a Christian sanctuary where monks and nuns built large monasteries and pilgrims came, as once pilgrims from Galilee did, and as once Jesus did. Holy places help us to see holy mysteries in concrete ways. They give us an insight into the scriptures and the mysteries of our faith.